There's a controversy at the University of Texas at Austin about what belongs in the Fine Arts Library. When the school added some new areas of study, including sound and video game design, it wanted to make room for new tools, new technology. So room was made by removing more than 50,000 books. Claire McInerney of member station KUT picks up the story.
The drama started with Doug Dempster, the dean of the Fine Arts College, trying to solve two problems at once. Enrollment in the college was dropping, and so was traffic in the library. Dempster realized both needed an upgrade. So first, the school added new tech-heavy majors, and they've been a big hit.
These new programs are growing so fast that they've already added about 30 or 40% to our undergraduate enrollments in the College of Fine Arts.
But these new students also need new technology to do their schoolwork. With limited space, Dempster settled on the main floor of the library. To make room, librarians removed thousands of books and other materials that hadn't been checked out in years. The items were put in storage, some across town, some a few hours away. Students can still request them, it just might take a few days to get them back to the library. And what took their place? It's called a makerspace, on the main floor, right when you walk in. There are 3D printers, laser cutters, virtual reality headsets, sewing machines, and computers with software for editing video and audio. Tim Zawatowski, a sophomore, needs to make a model of Austin. So he's in the makerspace, printing miniature plastic benches, trees, and trash cans. One day, he wants to work as a designer, doing lighting and projections for live events. And having access to all this technology, he says, really helps him prepare.
Because of the projection, we do need to work in the real world quite a bit. So having a way to bring that into the real world is a very big thing for me.
But for many staff and students in the Fine Arts School, this makerspace is a reminder of what they lost. Lots and lots of books. Jeffrey Chip Smith is a professor of art history, and he says those books might not have been checked out a lot, but they were still being used.
A lot of the time when I use the library, you're not necessarily checking something out. You're going upstairs to look at an article in a periodical. You're going to check a reference for something, and so you may open a few books and find what you need and put them back.
Students share Smith's concern. In fact, they were so upset when Dean Dempster spoke at a conference in March, they protested outside.
Our books are safe! You can't take our books away! Our books!
They worry you can't browse and discover something helpful if the books are only accessible via a search engine. This practice of storing books off-site is the norm for academic libraries, according to UT's vice provost of libraries, Lorraine Haricombe. And she has a question for everyone who's now protesting.
I just want to ask, where have you been all these years?
Haricombe says libraries are kind of like oxygen. It's easy to take them for granted.
We are there, and until the oxygen is taken away and we begin to feel suffocated, that they react to that.
After months of pushback, Dean Dempster convened a task force to find some solutions. The university recently approved some of this committee's recommendations, including renovating the library to create more shelf space. For NPR News, I'm Claire McInerney in Austin.